Economist Marla Dukeran is among those who feel that the time has come for Barbados to privatize its public transport system. She was speaking on this weekend's Brass Tax Sunday program.
We need to look at the private operators and see how is it that they manage to be profitable at a certain price point. And why not privatize the whole? I mean, Professor Winston Moore made this point at the BCCI's post-budget forum. Why not privatize the whole system? And for those who are the most vulnerable and the ones who need it, the elderly and the school children, for example, you give them a transfer, which is you give them something that covers their transport costs. Like you give them a card, for example, that gives them free access, or you give them a transfer, meaning you send money to them that covers their transport for the month. Let's just say you give them, let's say, $300 a month.
But there's an alternative view from Ambassador Dr. Clyde Maskell, who says it's not as easy as it seems.
The regulated price for transport is a recognition that there's a social component, and therefore the notion that you can simply allow the market to determine the price is going to be very difficult if you don't treat transportation as purely an economic good. There's also the issue of the individual wanting a reduction in fuel tax because it's a regulated price, so therefore his costs will fall. Mark, I'm not so sure that you heard an owner. There's no way that the owner of a PSV wants other than increasing the bus fare. The problem is this. The operators, the driver and the conductor, they are responsible for refueling the PSV every evening. So therefore, the cost of fuel falls to those two individuals and not the owner. In fact, let me say this. Increasing the bus fare, therefore, is going to require, and this has nothing to do, is going to require some negotiation between the owners and the operators so that you more equitably share that 75% increase. But let me say this to the Barbadian public. It is recognized that since there's a social component to transportation, that there will be something done for frequent users. So what the intention, therefore, is to make sure that there's a weekly pass, a monthly pass, and transfers. And the cost per trip, therefore, is going to fall from $350 to something closer. And I don't want to say the figure yet because I'm not the minister, but I'm telling you what is being worked on. Now, it is recognized that the Transport Board has revenue of $20 million but has costs in excess, much more in excess. But the issue is always for a politician, when you downsize, how are you affected? And in this environment where we are trying to seek efficiencies, then the question is, can you continue to have 300 drivers and only 60 or 70 buses? Now, the Quran is saying that what you can possibly do is use a lump sum to transfer to the individuals. A suggestion, but remember, there will always be a regulated price for transport because there's a social dimension to the product itself.
Why do you even need a transport board?
Mm-hmm. Now,
I'm putting that on the table. Mm-hmm. Why do we need a transport board? If you have 80% of your commuters being moved by the private sector already, mm-hmm. why are we continuing sinking millions of dollars in the transport board just to provide jobs and just to provide a legacy of good feeling that, oh, we have a national thing, when the whole thing could be regulated through the transport authority?
Right.
So you have the private concessionaires, and the whole system is regulated by the transport authority.
By the way, children, policemen,
and they would have ID cards and ID cards and everything where they will pay the private concessionaires because we're digitizing everything.
Yeah.
So they'll be swiping.
Well, it's a model, and the government, that can work. It's futuristic. But in all fairness, if you increase from the level of licenses the way it was done over the last 5 years, then that's what you've effectively done.
Ambassador Clyde Maskell, and this has been SAGICOR's Early Business.